The Nigerian government have had this report for some time. They have announced some months ago the setting up of a restoration agency to carry out the work. And the special envoy, Erik Solheim, the former Norwegian environment minister, and the UNEP team are there to discuss how now the funding can be arrived at to actually get this restoration fully underway. And the discussions will center around how much the government wishes to pay and how much the oil industry should pay. UNEP had originally said to get things moving in Ogoniland that about $1 billion would be needed into a restoration trust fund. And it's that kind of money that the special envoy and his team from UNEP are hoping to get the funds flowing so the restoration can begin.
Now, is oil contamination in Ogoniland still a serious problem?
Yes, it's still a very serious problem. It's a long-standing problem. It's a long-standing legacy of unsustainable development by the oil industry in that region. And it's a major health hazard to the population there. So indeed, it remains a risk. The same problems we identified before, 99% of those remain. There has been some assistance to local people with a major contaminated water source. And the government and officials in Nigeria now tanker in water for this community who are at serious risk because of the very high levels of oil pollution in their underground water supplies.
And I understand that the high rainfall in Ogoniland is another factor in this oil contamination. How does it affect it?
Well, high rainfall can wash oil down into the soils and then that gets down into the underground water supplies. That can be one area in which it makes a problem.
Now, what is the main proposal that UNEP has made for cleaning up oil spills in Ogoniland?
Well, there are many, many different challenges in terms of the oil spills. The initial issue is to actually deal with the human health problems. Still, our water supplies, they're not healthy in terms of the quality of the drinking water. A major one was dealt with water being brought in by tanker, but that's not a long-term solution. So one is to establish this restoration trust fund to look at cleaning up the water supplies, cleaning up soils, looking at those places where sometimes spontaneously fires break out because of the fact is that the oil is encrusted on the surface of the land. But in the long term, there needs to be also the cleanup of the estuaries, so to bring back the fisheries. The mangroves and other parts of the natural infrastructure have been heavily impacted by oil pollution.
How long do you think it will take for the cleanup to be completed?
There are many, many point sources and point places where a restoration has to take place. And as we said in the report when we launched it and handed it over to the government, you know, this could take 30 years to fully cleanse Ogoniland of this decades and decades of oil pollution and legacy.
But eventually it could be done.
Absolutely. There's no reason at all why the environment of Ogoniland could not be returned to pristine condition. But it will take time. And in some areas, you've got to give nature a little helping hand. But it can be done. And the recommendations were very clear in the original report, and the government accepted those recommendations. And now we need to move on with actually implementing them and finding the financial resources to actually undertake the exercise.